Arizona hospitals are once again seeing a surge of COVID patients. In the past 6 months, the state has reported nearly 350,000 COVID cases with 19,000 hospitalizations for COVID-related illnesses. Healthcare professionals who thought they'd already seen the worst of the pandemic are contending with crowded waiting rooms and ICU beds as case rates have increased by more than 60% since mid-October. And 80% of COVID patients being admitted are unvaccinated. Dr. Marjorie Bessel is the clinical chief officer with Banner Health and is with me to talk about the latest. Dr. Bessel, this period of time should be much different than a year ago because of the availability of vaccines, but how would you assess what's going on right now?
Yeah, so it is, we are starting to see an increase in cases despite the fact that we have vaccine here. And so our hospitalization numbers are actually higher than they were in the peak of 2020 that occurred in the summer. They are still lower than the peak that we had earlier this year that was in very early January, but we are starting to have continued increase and we expect to increase cases from now until that first or second week of January. Like I always do when I'm talking to everybody, I want to thank those that are vaccinated for being out there and protecting yourselves, but also ask those that are still not vaccinated to strongly consider change your mind and getting vaccinated at this time. We're going to have a lot of activity of virus in our communities.
Are you concerned that there has been almost a plateau when it comes to people getting vaccinated?
Yeah, you know, I think that there are a lot of folks that are out there that have unfortunately been influenced by misinformation or don't truly understand what is happening. We are, however, encouraged by the expansion of vaccine availability for those that are between the ages of 5 to 11, and we're seeing an uptick, of course, in that. That's only been out there for a short period of time, and we know that there's many parents out there in line waiting to get their children protected and vaccinated.
In addition to that, obviously there's been great discussion about booster shots being more available. Can you anticipate when that'll be available more to the wider public?
Yeah, so honestly, boosters are available to quite a bit of the public that is out there. So although I know that sometimes the fine print is a little bit difficult to understand or read, most people are actually currently available to get vaccinated. So that includes those that are over the age of 65, those that have significant comorbidities that put them at increased risk, as well as those that have significant exposure in the community. So of course, that includes people like myself who are in healthcare and all those that work for Banner Health, but lots of other professions that are out there interfacing with the community significantly are also at risk and eligible for boosters at this time.
Let's come back to how hospitals like Banner is being affected at this point. How are Banner facilities managing the surge so far? And I mean in terms of personnel and beds, but also in terms of how your employees are feeling, because this has been a couple of years for many of them, including yourself.
Yeah, so our frontline healthcare heroes are still out there doing heroic work, and I want to take a moment to thank all of them, and I hope those that are listening will thank somebody that you know who's out there on the front line, and they have been at it for a long time. I think it's an understatement to say that they're tired. They're very tired. They've been working during very difficult conditions, seeing enormous number of patients, and of course, experiencing the significant death that we've all experienced here in the state of Arizona and other states in our country. We are managing. We know a lot more about the virus than we did, obviously, at the beginning of the pandemic, and we have more medications available to us to help individuals. But honestly, we're not utilizing the biggest tool that we have in our toolkit, if you will, which is vaccine. We are an under-vaccinated state here in Arizona, and that is why we're continuing to see a surge, and we're going to see even larger numbers after the holidays. So I still encourage everybody who's not vaccinated to go and get vaccinated, and if you're not boosted yet and are eligible for a booster, get yourself boosted up as we head into the winter months.
Though I know you're trying to be upbeat because you certainly have to in the profession you're in, but how frustrating is it that there's still, you mentioned the misinformation, that so many people are just, you know, adults who undoubtedly were vaccinated as children are just not willing to get vaccinated?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I mean, we are in, you know, the pandemic of a lifetime for most of us that are in the healthcare industry right now, and we do have this amazing tool. The vaccine over and over again has been shown to be very efficacious, as well as its safety profile is truly excellent. When you think about who's in our hospitals right now, 80% of those patients who are hospitalized at a Banner Health facility right now, today, are unvaccinated. Just think of how much less illness there could be, how much less disruption to them and their families' lives could be if we could just get more people vaccinated. So it is very, very frustrating because this is very different than we were at the start of the pandemic, that we have these amazing vaccines and we're not taking full use of them to bring the pandemic to an end.
You refer to the post-holidays. We have Thanksgiving coming up, obviously the winter holidays coming up later on in December. And then, of course, the flu season, which we didn't experience much of last year because it seemingly people were not getting together as much. How much of a so-called perfect storm are you worried about?
Yeah, we are definitely in the perfect storm. There's no doubt about it. Here in the state of Arizona, being an under-vaccinated state, already starting to have, you know, surge of cases and going into these holidays is going to absolutely create the perfect storm. You know, but there are things that we can all do still to enjoy life and do so in a safe manner, given the environment that we're facing. So that includes getting vaccinated both for COVID as well as for influenza, you know, to your comment, as well as just being careful about what we do over the holidays. The holidays are a great time for all of us. We need that social interaction. We've all been, I think, very frustrated with what's happened throughout the pandemic. And yet we know there's things that we can all do that are more safe. You know, gather with people who are vaccinated, do things outdoors. You know, we live in this lovely state of Arizona. And for those that are in the Phoenix metropolitan area, of course, we have just amazing weather. And this is a time to truly get outdoors. So it doesn't mean that we can't do things. We just need to adjust things to be the most safe that we can possibly be and really try and think of maintaining our healthcare systems so that they can take care of people who have COVID as well as people who don't have COVID who will still need care from us over these holiday seasons.
Well, Dr. Bessel, that leads me into a question about how is Banner's ability to address these non-COVID patients and so-called non-essential procedures? Are you concerned about that moving in the wrong direction?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, as we go into a surge, there are certain things that we have had to do in the past and that we may still need to do in the future. But again, a lot of it is under our collective control. While we can't eradicate the virus at this time, there are things that we can all do. You know, get yourself vaccinated, be safe around the holidays so that we can maintain our operations for those that do not have COVID. You know, as you know, for those that are us that are in the hospital system, the surgeries that we perform in our hospitals, they are needed medically indicated surgeries. We are not doing things like facelifts and cosmetic surgeries like that. Everything that we do in a hospital are medically indicated procedures and surgeries for people who really need them. These are not things that can be put off for a long period of time. And so even though we might put off some of them for a short period of time, remember there's a patient on the other end of that decision with their family and everybody else who supports them that knows that they needed the surgery. They still need the surgery. They will need the surgery if we have to postpone it a little bit after the surge. It's not something that can be postponed indefinitely. These are medically indicated procedures that these individuals truly do need.
Dr. Marjorie Bessel is the Chief Clinical Officer for Banner Health. Dr. Bessel, thanks. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Take care.